USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden says the debt ceiling agreement saves the country from a worst-case scenario having to default. He said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was a worthy adversary.
I think he negotiated with me in good faith. He kept his word. He said what he would do. He did what he said he'd do. And I have no idea what that votes. I expect he does. I don't think he would have made the agreement.
One Republican negotiator in the talks believes the bill will have enough votes to pass. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Congressman French Hill praised McCarthy for putting together a bill that has no tax increase.
Speaker McCarthy is the only person who's demonstrated urgency on this point, starting with his first meeting with President Biden to get to a sensible and responsible increase to the debt ceiling.
A vote is expected on Wednesday, and Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut is undecided.
We capped insulin at $35 for seniors. We did drug price controls. We passed the biggest infrastructure investment in our country ever. We addressed climate change. Those are our priorities.
Himes said, though, the bill might receive enough support from his Democratic colleagues. A Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to establish term limits for Supreme Court justices. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who chairs a subcommittee on the federal courts, said that the nomination process for Supreme Court justices needs to stop being so, quote, heavily politicized.
I have a term limits bill, so I'm obviously for that. There's an enormous amount of transparency and ethics work that can be done. 18 years.
He said that even with the separation of powers among the three government branches, Congress can pass laws that involve the Supreme Court. A winner has been declared in Turkey's presidential runoff. President Erdogan has been elected for his third term with 27.5 million votes, which is 52% of the electorate. A Memorial Day ceremony will be held Monday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365. Five is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Joseph Newgarden has won his first Indianapolis 500. The 107th running of the historic race had multiple crashes in the final series of laps on Sunday. Newgarden took the checkered flag after passing last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, in the final lap. The CEO of Microsoft is trying to bring a sense of calm to artificial intelligence. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Brad Smith mentioned the Roomba robot vacuum as an example of artificial intelligence already being in people's lives. You're going to need to dig deeper into your pockets to have your Memorial Day cookout this year.
Hot dogs, potato chips, condiments. All the staples of that traditional holiday cookout cost more this year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says inflation has driven up the prices from last summer. Even beer and wine will set you back about 4% more than it did for your cookout last year. I'm John Schaefer.
Now, things are going swimmingly for The Little Mermaid. Disney's live-action musical remake of its 1989 animated feature is the top movie in North America, earning $95.5 million in its first weekend in theaters. Due to the long weekend, it's expected to make nearly $120 million through Monday. Coming in second, Fast X with $23 million. A townhouse that inspired a Taylor Swift song is on the market. The pop star rented a four-bedroom, 5,500-square-foot townhouse in New York City back in 2016. It's now being listed for nearly $18 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.